Give you some thoughts for Rosh Hashanah regarding the davening for Rosh Hashanah and in a way what we daven for. Let me mention to you a few pratim and then a dava klali. We had in the Shemini Esrei for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva a number of items, a number of bakashas or praises. The first is Achreinu L'chaim Melachofetz B'chaim, because Sveinu B'sefer Achaim Manchalikim Chaim. It's a phrase which is easily given over to Drush. Rav Palm used to say Achreinu L'chaim Velachesart Chaim. What type of life do we want? Melachofetz B'chaim, the type of life that God wants us to have. So Achreinu L'chaim Melachofetz B'chaim. It's an idea that people typically daven for gashmias on Yom Neiraim. They daven for parnasa, for gesund. The more parnasa, more gesund. Those are usually the two main things on people's minds on Yom Neiraim. And most people don't think about davening for ruchnias. Davening for Aslach and Ruchnis, different things. Achreinu L'chaim, Velachasart Chaim, Melachafes B'chaim, the type of Chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You should be Zechet to live a Chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have nachas from us. It's a part of the Bakashas of the day. Rav Zalman Hena, I believe, writes in the Baal Digduk, the difference in Chayim and Chayim Tovim, if I quote correctly, he says Chayim is life, push it, your heart should beat for another year at least. And Chayim Tovim is a spiritual life, a life. What does Chayim Tovim mean? It means you should have a good time. It means that you should have a Chayim Tovim, means that you should have a ruchniyistika life. So that is very much a part of the theme of the davening. The Chavad Chassam Sofer teaches Zachreinu L'chaim means Chaim Gashmi, Melachofetz B'chaim. And Kosveinu B'sefer Achaim, he teaches to mean Chaim Ruchni. It's interesting that he uses B'sefer Chaim to refer to Ruchnius, which I'll try to show you a makar for it shortly. But anyway, the idea is to daven for Dvarim Ruchniim. Rav Shwav in the Sefer Achumish and Parshas Bishalach asks, what's the pshat that we say in Slichis, Misha'ono Lavrom Avinu Bahara Meria Hu Yaneinu? The one who answered, Avram Avinu Bahara Meria, the Akedah Hu Yaneinu. Where did Avram daven by the Akedah? He went to the Akedah, it was an Avodah, it wasn't a davening. Where did Yitzchak daven when he was nekel agav mizbeach? What was he davening for? There's no tefillah that we find the Yitzchak shenekel agav mizbeach. We don't find any such davening. Schwab says that the davening that we're referring to is a davening for emuna, to be a baal emuna, a baal betochen. Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah. He davened that he should be able to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to do. He shouldn't come up with terutzim or reasons not to do the Akedah. He shouldn't be hesitant in doing it. He should do it the way he should do it. That was Avraham Avinu's tefillah. That he should do what he has to do. What was Yitzchak's tefillah? The same thing. That he should have the betochen, the emuna, the faith to do what he has to do, and to do it properly. It was a tefillah to be Ode Hashem the right way. So that it's a different davening. It's a davening for Ruchnius. Mishana liYakiv beVeisel is also Yaakov was going to the house of Lavan. He was going to the house of Lavan. What was he afraid of? He went to the house of Lavan. Dick, he was afraid that he should come back a tired mitzvah shemarti dicker person. Dick, he was davening was for Ruchnius. Now Schwab makes the point in general that the Har HaBayis is a place to daven for Ruchnius. All three were in Har HaMoriah. All three were there. But when Yoneinu, it's again the same theme, the same idea, that part of the davening of the Yemei Slichus, a major part, is to daven to be Bali Yamuna, Bali Bitochin. How does it come to Parshas B'Shalach? Rav Schwab is explaining Rashi when it says V'Yitzaku B'nei Yisrael by the Amsuf. Rashi says Tofnu Amuna Saviseim B'Yodeim. They grabbed on to the Emuna of their father, which everyone teaches to mean to daven. We have Emuna, we daven. He says the same thing, that they davened for Emuna. It was a time of tremendous Nisayim when they were at the Amsuf. He teaches this idea that they daven to have the proper emunah, and that's the tefillah of Aviseinu on Yom Tov. So this idea to daven for ruchnius is certainly an important part of the davening. Maybe an understatement to say it's an important part of the davening. It's maybe the most important. It's a beautiful piece in the Krayna d'Igrisa. It's a Chelik Beis, letter Shin Gimel. And if you want to learn something for Rosh Hashanah, that'll give you a little bit of inspiration. It's a beautiful piece. It's the name of the piece is Shloisha Svarim Niftachim for Rosh Hashanah. That's the name. Every year, time I want to find it, I go to the Chelik Gimel, there's a Mafteach. Mafteach on Rosh Hashanah, there's only one piece. In all three volumes of Krayna d'Igrisa, there's this one piece. And the Shloisha Svarim Niftachim. And the stifler starts, typically, when you talk about Shloisha Svarim Niftachim, he starts with the Kasha. Tyson says, the other, Yeshua on the Sugya talks about, HaKachazino and Harbor Rosham, Shamarich and Yamin. Says that you get written in the book of Chaim, the book of Moves, so everyone struggles to understand what it means, the book of Chaim and the book of Moves. The Stifler has here a Mahalach, which I've seen in other places brought in the name of the Arizal. It's a piece that goes on for a page and a half. Reading it, you'll do better than my synopsis of it, but his basic idea is that being written in the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Amavis, doesn't mean you'll die this year or you'll live this year. It has nothing to do with living or dying in a physical sense. He says there are other books for that. It's not just dying and living. You know, everything that comes in the coming year, Mi'ayani, Mi'ayashir, all these things are written. So wherever they're written, they're written. The book of Chaim and Amavis is a list of who in the Bez and Shamala are Chai Ve'misis, and though they are not. The Bezdin passed that someone's Chayiv Emisis is a Gabra Ketila. So the Bezdin passed that someone's Chayiv Emisis and someone kills him, he's part of Gabra Ketila Kati. He's walking around, his heart is beating, but there's a certain stage where a person becomes a Gabra Ketila. So what does it mean if in Shemayim someone's a Gabra Ketila? The Stipler writes that it affects how much a person has chiyus in his Avodas Hashem. Now, a Gavra Ketila is dead when it comes to Avodas Hashem. B'chol, b'chol, n'yanei Avodas Yisbara Shemayit Tzara Siyata D'Shemayi b'chol Dover. B'zeh sh'nichla b'chol chai v'misis b'dei Shemayim. D'misha nigmar dina yukvar nechshav Gavra Ketila. K'misha eina klal. B'dei Shemayim u'chai v'minachai v'misis. Ve'im poiskin loy mizaynas ruchniim, dainu siyata d'shmaya ruchni. Scary thing. What he says is that just like in Shemayim, they paskin chayim emaves in the sense of living, they pask chayim emaves in the sense of serving Hashem. He says, manishin es achayte yesh binyani gashmias oni va'ashir. He says part of the psak of miyani miyashir is not avaydas Hashem, that a person has a chiyus in avaydas Hashem, a person doesn't have the chiyus in avaydas Hashem. You know, people ask me how it happened that after midnight there's a chabura, after the mishmer they learn after midnight, they learn another half hour. Like some people are falling asleep already at 10 o'clock. Some people 10 a.m. also. If you see the chiyus, right? You've been there, David. These guys have a chiyus in it. You know, someone says something they don't like. They scream at each other. Sometimes it's entertaining to watch. And they cheat, you know, they look at it beforehand, they come with a good kasha, you know, they cheat, right? They have a chias in it, it could be past midnight, you could do it also. Don't think 12:30, you know, it's finished, it's over, it's not that way. If you have a chias in it, you have a chias in it. So Chaim, the Svarim HaNechtomim are for Chaim. That certainly means Gashmistik HaChaim, but it means Ruchnistik HaChaim as well. And a person should daven for it, and we say anyway. As we say the words, at least we should be thinking about them when we say them. Tosfos and Brachos on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Yes, Akasha, how do you have a bakasha in the first bracha? Sofeinu L'chaim is a bakasha. Michamach Ava Rachman is a praise. But Sofeinu L'chaim is a bakasha. How could you... How did Chazali had a bakasha in the bracha Yishayim? You learn from the Chumash that you're only as bakasha, it's only after the Shvach. The Tosfos answers that that's a yachid. For a tzibur, you can add bakashas for a tzibur any place. That's what Taisus says. Whatever is makar is Hashem Taisus. So I once heard from Rav Matisyo, said, it comes out, if when you say Zachreinu L'chaim, you're only thinking about yourself, it's a hefstik in the Baruch and Shemayin Esrei. There's no hefstik to say it. When you say Zachreinu L'chaim, you think only about you as an individual, so you're being mafsik in Shemayin Esrei, in a place you're not going to be mafsik. Because Zachreinu L'chaim is only allowed to be said because it's a reference to the tzibur. Very powerful words. So, I don't know, I'm changing a davening. I'm telling you, first of all, daven for Ruchnius. Second of all, daven for Klal Yisrael. We usually worry about the ordinary things that we worry about day to day. Shemayin Esrei is supposed to be a Dahib and a Shemayin Esrei Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to daven for Ruchnius, you're supposed to daven for Klal Yisrael. People ask me where to add personal bakashas in Rosh Hashanah. You might say you have personal bakashas and say you're not allowed to daven for yachid. So in the Shalmei Mayyad, they have Rav Shlomo Zalman's psakim there. They collected from all the svarim where his psakim were printed, and they put out one volume on the Yom Tovim. And in Rosh Hashanah, they asked him where to add personal bakashas. He said, after you l'ratzei nimrefi, at the end of Al-Kain Tzar, just like during the year, you're allowed to add personal bakashas. And Rosh Hashanah, you can add personal bakashas after you l'ratzei nimrefi. Even though Shabbos, we don't add personal bakashas. But it says Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, because the Machloek didn't say Avinu Malkeinu, well, the Maisa, we don't. But Shabbos is Yom Kippur. And in Rosh Hashanah, we do. So you're allowed to add personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah. So he says to eat it by you l'ratzei nimrefi, and then he says, but if you listen to my eitzah, you'll be mekatzah. When you have personal bakashas, be mekatzah, because the ikar avoid of the day is b'seich ami yanochi yeshavas. It's the daven is part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should have big atzlach. Klal Yisrael should have big atzlach. Adisha shunamis. Was asked, is there anything, Elisha asked, is there anything you want me to daven for you? And she said, I'm with Klal Yisrael. L'maisa, she didn't have children. Dayek told Elisha, she needs children. Daven for her, she should have children. She's not asking for them. But Gehazi said, she needs children. So it's still, she said, "B'sachami anechi yeshavas." We daven in Klal Yisrael. We daven as a member of Klal Yisrael. So this is a focus, very much of a focus of our davening. Turning to Micha Meicha Avarachem Mon Arachemim, whichever nusach he say, Micha Meicha Avarachemim Zechi Yitzur Avachaim Barachemim. It's a praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu as being the Avarachemim. It seems to be out of place. It seems to be in the wrong place. The bracha, the second bracha of Shemini Esra, is the bracha of Gevurais. Is the bracha of Din. The Gibor is din, it's Yitzchak Avinu, it's din. Well, strange that we add Michamaych Avarach, which really could fit anywhere, and the punct we added into the bracha of din. This is a kasha that I had in previous years. This year I'd like to suggest a new mahalach, which you may not like. You may not like us. Somehow during the year, I remember it bothered me. I had seen the lashon that the biggest chesed in the whole bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is tchias ameisim. That there'll be a tchias ameisim to give a person an ability to come back and learn again and daven again. So the Bali Musa called that the biggest chesed, tchias ameisim. So when I saw that, it struck me, what's it doing in Berachas HaGevuras? What's it doing in the Bracha of Din, Ata Gibar? And not only is it there, it's the Nusach HaBracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechai HaMeisim. That's how you finish the Bracha of Gevuras, of the Rabbi Shalom's strictness. To Tchias HaMeisim, you're talking Gevuras. So I'll tell you a teretz that Baal HaBatim wouldn't like. The teretz is that you didn't think Tchias HaMeisim, everyone's going to get up at Tchias HaMeisim. It's not true. If you're not zoiche to it, you know, people are not going to get up at Tchias HaMeisim. You think everyone on your block is going to get up at Tchias HaMeisim? You think everyone in your shul is going to get up at Tchias HaMeisim? It's not so. Not true. It's a Gemara in Ksubis, Kufir Aleph Amid Beis, Amar Rav Elazar, Amei Ha'aratzeis Einam Chayim. There's no Tchias HaMeisim. It could be the Gora Elam Abba. But Tchias HaMeisim, Amei Ha'aratzeis Einam Chayim, Shenemar Meisim Bal Yechiu, which he teaches that the Tal Torah is the Tal HaTchia. And without it, a person doesn't have Tchias HaMeisim. So the Gemara says, the Rav Elazar's Rebbe, Rav Yechanan, heard he said this, he complained to him. He said, Leidicha Dlamarayu, the Seimer Hachi, what are you doing? You're knocking so many Yidden out of Tchias HaMeisim. So Yetzirim, I'll tell you a pasuk. What do you want from me? Touching a pasuk. So Gemara says, Kimin the Chazi de Komet Stair. He saw that Rav Yechanan was in pain. Rav Yechanan didn't have an answer. It says he told him that Mikrani Dairish, Iksiv ki tal oires talecha, Veritzerfon tapil. Kol mishtamish bara taira or taira v'chayeyu. Chol sheinim mishtamish bara taira eina or taira v'chayeyu. So kivin dechazi tekometzdar omalei Rebbe matzasi lehem takana min ha-taira shenemer v'atam advekim shem alakechem chiev shel advukei v'shchina. So he says that's kol ha-masi ha-bita l'tam l'chachem ha-masi ha-pargamati l'tam l'chachem ha-mahana tamid ha-chachem ha-chasov. Malova Kosov. He said, I found a takana. They support Torah. They support Lomdei Torah. You'll see sometimes Amaratzim in Shul who are Bali Tzedakah, but they'll tell you, Kailulim I don't give to. They should go to work. I don't give to Kailulim. I only give to Kailulim. They're not Zeicher. And Amaris doesn't have Tchias HaMeisim. So if he'll support people sitting and learning, he'll go, well, I have Tchias HaMeisim. Well, you think you're Zeicher to it easily, just because the guy comes around, you give him a few dollars. The Yetzer stells on the things that a person needs the most. This person needs the most to support people sitting and learning. So put him, he's not, he has the Yetzer stells on it. Tchias HaMeisim is an Ata Gibor because not everyone, it's not free. It's not that way, it's not free. I have someone in my neighborhood, I'm always afraid people figure out who it is, but someone in my neighborhood who brought his son to me when he graduated high school. He brought him to my house. Now this goes back 15 years ago. He brought him to my house. I should talk sense into him. He doesn't want to go to college. He just wants to learn the rest of his life. I should talk sense into him. He should go to college. So I turned to the person who brought me. I said, you went to college? He said, yeah. What was your degree? Accounting. What do you do for a living? I know he's not an accountant. What do you do for a living? He said, that's different. Something came my way, bumped into me, and I found something. That's what he tells me. So I said, maybe your son will do the same thing. You know, I'll sit and learn, and something will come his way. You know, like that's what I think. He's very disappointed. He saw me as a more progressive, less Haredi-ish, you know, Rav. So he thought, I'll talk him in a sense into him. So this fellow went to Eretz Yisrael. He's still in Eretz Yisrael. Grad married Rav Scheinberg's great granddaughter, and he's sitting and learning Eretz Yisrael. So his father eventually made a turn. You know, his father is proud of him, and the fact that it was Rav Scheinberg's great grand also helped a little bit. You know, he's able to tell people, you know, and so he's happy. So every time I meet him, I tell him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this chus. You would never get up at Kriyas HaMeisim. That's what I tell him. You would never get up at Kriyas HaMeisim. You don't learn. Kailim, you would never support Kailim. Here, God forced you. You're supporting your son. He's sitting and learning. Your son, you're not going to abandon. So God did you the biggest chesed. Your son, you're supporting him here. He's supporting you there. And you know something? You know, he's holding you ready in a madrega where he believes it. You know, he's willing to... to be makabel with derech efshar, that it might be that way. It might be that way. Occasionally his son comes, usually he daven somewhere else. When his son comes, he only wants to daven by us. He davens a long Shemoneh Esrei. So his father always comes to me, look at him. Everyone finished Maariv, he's still in the Shemoneh Esrei. He comes to me, you know, like 15 years ago he ridiculed him and it bothered him. Then he ridicules him and he has a little bit of pride. But the bottom line is that it's in Birchas HaGulis. That Kriyas HaMeisim is not free. Not Samech Naiflim, and not Reif Echaylim, and not Matir Asurim, it's not free. It's with the Cheshvin. It's true. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the world is not Aymed Bebida Sadin. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meshatif Din and Rachmin. But he didn't throw Din into the garbage. He was Meshatif Din and Rachmin. It goes together. So Micha Moicha Ava Rachmin, Zaychi Yitzur of Lachayim Barachmin, is in the Bracha of Din. It's not free. It doesn't go that way. It doesn't go by itself. What you do on Rosh Hashanah matters. The Rosh Hashanah counts. And if you think of it that way, then it's a different Rosh Hashanah. It's a different Aseres Yemei Teshuva. It's the strangest thing I mentioned to you. I think in the past that it's easier for people to fast 25 hours Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur than to not eat Cholov Stam for how many days? Aseres Yemei Teshuva. 2 days is Rosh Hashanah, 1 day is Yom Kippur, 1 day is Yom Gedalia. You're left with like 6 days, 1 day is Shabbos anyway, you fly ship most of the time. And people, it's easier to fast 25 days than to do a hiddur, a shinoi in your life. If you know that, well, what's at stake on these days, then it's a different avodah. So this is the what's at stake. I'll share with you my old teretz on what Micha Moicha Ava Rachmin is doing in Birchas Gevuras, which is from Moshe, the second Darash Moshe. He says the biggest gevura is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael people that don't deserve Mechila. He says it's the biggest gevura, and that's what we're supposed to be doing on these days also. We're supposed to have the same gevura, to be Michael people that don't deserve Mechila. So it's also part of the avodah of these days. Chaim Shmulevitz, in the expanded version of Sichas Moshe, Kesh Baruch is mishtamish berachamim. Rachamim is also with a cheshbon. It's not patronus. Everything a person does, there's a cheshbon for. There's nothing that's not a cheshbon for. But Mavarish and Rishon, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a seder of rachamim too. It's not patronus. Chaim Shmulevitz in the expanded Sichas Moser, they have his Shmuzen during the 6 Day War. And one of the things that, probably the most famous thing that he said then, there was a missile that hit Mir Yeshiva. If you look at the side of the building, you see in the brickwork where it hit. You can see the difference between the old bricks and the new bricks. Mind you, the new bricks are from 1967. You know, but you can see where the missile hit. The missile hit, and it didn't. It penetrated the building, but it didn't explode. And the bachrim were in the basement, in the miklat, what they call today the dining room. They were there. They were learning. They were saying tilum. Chaim Shulevitz spoke to them afterwards. He says, "You think we were saved because of your davening, because of your tehillim? I'll tell you why we were saved." There was a woman there, Naguna. Her husband didn't give her a get for a number of years. And she told Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, she said, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz overheard her, I don't know, she said, "Rabbeinu Shalom, ich bin ein Meichel. Ich bin ein Meichel. Sei uns Meichel." No excuse. He had no excuse. She was not good. The Baal Shem Tov b'nei Michael, Zayun Smichel. Chaim Shulevitz said that's what it came from. From a willingness, the gvura, to be Michael people that don't. You know, I'm an easygoing person. And people don't defend me too often. At least I don't get it when they do. It's very good not to get it when people offend you. Just say thank you. Someone says an insulting thing, just say thank you. You know, somebody was making fun of someone's shiur, and she asked him, are you going to publish it? He said, I plan to publish it posthumously. So she said, oh, I can't wait. So he said, thank you. Anyway, if you're Michael people, the truth is, I don't understand why wouldn't people be Michael other people. I merely be Michael, but I'm showing like it doesn't cost anything. It's easy. And Kosh Baruch Hu says you get so much schar for it. When I go to sleep at night, I would say every night I say, some nights I fall asleep before I say it, but I plan to say, the Gemara is in the Nusach, Shari L'chol Man Tzar, in four words. I'm Michael, everyone who calls me Tzar. It's a schus to be Michael people. And nowadays in the Siddurim they have this long Nusach, which people don't say, right? You're Michael, Ben. You just say Shari L'chaman Tzara. That's the Amayram said. They didn't say this Nusach. And that usually I could stay up for. So that was Ramesh's take on Mikamecha Avarachim. Ramesh teaches also Hakel Hakadosh Niktash Bitzdaka. Ramesh has a great kasha. It says Hakel Hakadosh Niktash Bitzdaka. We say that it's Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem is that he treats people Bitzedek. So Ramesh says it's a stira to b'kray v'yakadosh. It says the Kiddush Hashem is that Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes those who deserve to be punished. B'kray v'yakadosh. So what's a kel hakadosh nikdash b'tzdaka? Ramesh answers, maybe it's the pashat of Pshat, but it's there in his Zvart Lachan, the Yom and Nairayim, that someone who's zaycha to be oimed b'midas adin like another v'aviyu. So for that, Mikdash Bitzdaka. For them, it's B'Krei V'Yakadosh. Like Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's going to be by the Gedalei Yisrael. Those who are not Zayich in Din, and he didn't rachmin b'hadadi, so for us, Hakel HaKadosh, Mikdash Bitzdaka. And this Midah, for someone who's there to be holy, made that Midah to do it. After the Shemini Esrei, Musaf, I finished blowing the Tekiah, so I finished the Kaddish. I usually have some kasha I had during the davening, which is sitting with me. So usually I blow the last Tekiah, they finish Kaddish, I thank the Makri for having Rachmanis on me during the Tekiah. So every year I ask him a kasha on the davening. So I asked him a kasha, he said I asked him last year. It bothers me when I daven this Zechrinus, what's Noyach doing in the Marzer? I'm Noyach Ba'ava Zecharto. What are we mentioning Noyach? I don't know, is there a single place in the Siddur that Noyach is mentioned? Maybe there is. I don't know a single place in the Siddur we mention Noyach. And then punkt, on Yom Noyroim, by the highest part of the davening, the Shevet Zechrinus and Mafias, we mention Noyach.
So,
what we say? Mention Noach as the wife coming. Okay, you have a better memory than me. Okay. You ain't a matzah by Noach. Okay. It's. So I ask him, what's Noach doing? And then Yom Noiraim, like the punk Noach gets in the Zachrein. So this question, obviously, I fall asleep at night. It doesn't bother me that much, but it's so strange that Noach gets pushed in. I saw in the Sfasemis, I shouldn't say I saw in the Sfasemis, it's very hard for me to learn Sfasemis. When others bring the Sfasemis and then I look it up, I get a bigger schmack from it. The Sfasemis writes his side about Rosh Hashanah. He says, Rosh Hashanah, the midah of Rosh Hashanah, he says, is ayin tova, is a good eye. It's a Gemara that says, zil b'ayin tova v'kache. He's talking about Rosh Hashanah. They had a question whether it could be Makadish the Chaydish for whatever reason. So Gemara says, Zil Bayin Tova Vakache. So he calls the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah. He says, the Midah of Rosh Hashanah is to have an Ayin Taif.
Why to have an ayin tov? We want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to look at us with an ayin tov, with a good eye. The mi Rosh Hashanah zeh yom tkivas ma'asecha. It says repeatedly by Ma'ase Bereishis, Vayara elekimis kol ha'sha'asa v'inei tov, v'inei tov ma'id. Repeatedly, Hashem saw everything and it's good. He's like, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked with an ayin tov at the Bria. He saw the Bria, he said it's good. It wasn't always so good. Rav Palm was fond of saying that on the sixth day of the Bria, everything went wrong. Like for 5 days, everything went pretty much according to plan. The sixth day of the Bria, you know, they get kicked out of Gan Eden, and you know, everything goes wrong. And then it says, on the sixth day, everything's very good. So that's the midah of Rosh Hashanah, the midah of Zayim Tchilas Masech, is to have a good eye, to look at other people with a good eye. The whole idea of being Meichel people is to have an eye in Taif. The Sosemis writes that that's why we daven for the whole Bria on Rosh Hashanah. In the davening, we daven for the whole Bria. We don't say, Mekadish Yisrael V'yav Ezekarim, like we say, Mekadish Yisrael V'azman. We say Malaycha Koloilum, Melacha Koloilum, Mekad Yisov Yamizikar. We talk about Koloilum. We talk about the whole Bria, and consistently in davening, we talk about Koma Asecha. We talk about the whole Bria. The Ayin Toiv is to daven for the whole Bria, to include the whole Bria in the davening. If it's Ayin Tchilas Masecha, everybody goes. It's Yom Adin, not just for Yidden. It doesn't say only for Yidden. It's a din for the whole Bria, for all of humanity. I saw in one of the Yeshurun journals a piece from Zella Gapstein. He says there's a minig, some Ashkenazim, I don't think all Ashkenazim, they say instead of Ambarach Sami Yisrael B'Shalom, they say Oysa HaShalom at the Siyum of the last Baruch Oysa HaShalom. So Zella wrote this Nakuda. He says because Yom Ha'Ra'im is to dab for the whole Bria, Not just for Klal Yisrael. Baruch Zam Yisrael, Vashalom is Am Yisrael. I say Hashalom is the whole Bria. So I don't know if you and I are holding by davening for all the Goyim in the world, at least for all the Yidden in the world. Not just ourselves. Not just to daven for yourself, to daven for everybody in the Bria. I saw in the Pachad Yitzchak, he writes about, he's writing there about Ayin Hara, about the idea of Ayin Ra. He says that when it says Vayar Lakinas Kolim, what the Sosemis says, Ayin Tov is the meat of Rosh Hashanah. That's why. So I was trying to explain why it goes on the whole Bria. Noach is there because this is a day that we daven for the whole Bria. The Shem is Zaycha, the whole Bria, not just Yidden. I mean, Noach is our Zayda also. We all come from Noach. We say Ben Noach, it means a guy, typically. You know, we were for us, Ein Lanu Aveis Ela Shloisha. So we're referring to the Bria as well. Rav Hutner writes that when it says V'yar Lakimas Kol Shasa V'nei Toi V'nei Toi Ma'id, it's Hashem put in the Bria was part of creation. Hashem created that if you have an Ayin Toi, Bracha comes. If you look at things in a good way, in a kind way, Memela Bracha comes. It's in the Bria that it comes. So that, again, what I'm trying to tell you with these Hashid Nevertlach is this idea of expanding your davening to be more than Parnasa, Gazon, Shaduchim, to be Klal Yisrael, to be Rechnias, to be include everything. We change Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat to Melech HaMishpat. And that's one of the pleas, because we never change the middle brachas of Shemayin Esrei. Yal V'yava, Yal HaNisim, everything, we don't put it in the middle. Here we change. And the Ramah is Matmiya. Mechaba holds it's Ma'akiv. And the Ramah is Matmiya. Why we change Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat to Melech HaMishpat? So I see always in this, the Ran in Drosha Saran, Simin Yud Aleph, Drushir Aleph. The Ran writes that Yisayd Fanach, it comes up in Navi all the time, that when Klal Yisrael was Alad Masam, there was a Sanhedrin in Melech Yisrael, there were two dinim by Klal Yisrael. There was the Mishpat HaSanhedrin, and the Mishpat HaMelech. There were two different dinim. The Sanhedrin paskin by the book, whatever is al pi din. And if you wanted to have Epis Rachmanis, you went to the Melech. The Melech paskined. The Melech had a right to pardon. He had a right to do based on who you are. Based on who you are. If you're a person who was Meitzachain, you had Zaydis that were Meitzachain, so the king will pardon you. And that's our davening Rosh Hashanah, is to have not the Mishpat HaSanhedrin, who wants a scale Mishpat. We want a Mishpat HaMelech. We want a Mishpat that kindness, Chagris Avram, Akedas Yitzchak. Makes no sense if Rosh Hashanah is just a day where your Meisim get put on a balance scale. But if it's this, then it's something else. So you know all my stories. I already have a lot of stories with this. The story with the fellow from Russia with the tape. I'm telling you, it touches up the words Sachlan Ushar be'es ne'ilah shar. I told it to him b'shas ma'aser. It wasn't Yom Ne'iron. We said Sachlan Ushar be'shas ne'ilah shar. This goes back. I was involved in Sinai Academy. This goes back to the late 90s, or middle 90s. Rabbi Katzin started Sinai Academy. Rav Shach threw him out of Panovich, told him to come here and start Sinai Academy. And I had to go to a meeting with him. He lives on 22nd, lives near me. Oh, on 22nd, I live on 19th. So I picked him up to take him to Borough Park for a meeting. So he asked me if I mind making a stop. So I said, of course not. So he got to Ocean Parkway, he told me to make a right turn. And I kept on going and going. Finally, I'm on the highway. I tell him, all right, tell me where we're going. So he says, take the tunnel. I take the tunnel. And he tells me that he has a broadcast on what they used to call Radio Free Europe. America used to broadcast in behind the Iron Curtain. And when the Iron Curtain fell, they employed so many people, they just kept on doing it, even though it didn't make any sense. So he kept on broadcasting. So he had a half hour Parsha Shir every Thursday night, broadcast into Russia. Maybe he still does, I don't know. But then, in the pre-internet days, he had to make a cassette and mail the cassette to Washington that it should be broadcast. And he had a deadline. He had to mail it, whatever day that was, he had to mail it that day. So he said that he missed the post offices in Brooklyn closed 5 o'clock. He missed the post office. But right on the other side of the tunnel, a couple of blocks down, there's this very big post office, a whole block. And they're open until 9 p.m. So I still remember like telling him in the car, Rabbi Aryeh, it's very nice they're open until 9. It's a quarter after 9. Or 10 after 9. You're late. He says, maybe they'll still be open. That's what he tells me. You know, federal places never open. Pomegranate maybe is open a little late, but not a post office, right? So we come to the post office, it's as black as Manhattan could be, right? The whole front, the shutters are down. He says, drive around to the back. I go to the back. A brick wall with all the doors are push bar doors. There aren't even any handles. Like it. You just see a plain wall. So he says, give me a minute. He runs out with his thing. He goes over to one of the doors. He knocks. Someone opens the door. He gives it to him, and the door closes. And he comes back. Obviously, he knows some worker there, probably some Russian fellow was working in the post office. He knows him. So he comes back to the car. He says to me, you think this is the first time I came after 9 o'clock? You know, they know me already. I told him on the spot, I said, that's the pshat, psach vanu shar, b'shas ne'ila shar. If you have a friend on the other side, he opens up, even though it's after closing time. If you have an Ava, you have a Kesher, they open up for you. Isn't that Kavaldik? Like it's a story I should have made up if it didn't really happen. It didn't really happen. The idea is to come by the time from now till Ne'ila, you should have a certain Kesher, as Chabrus. Davening for money and Gesund doesn't develop as Kashrus. It's important. But davening for Ruchnius develops it. Taking on Hidurim in the Meisim that you do, it doesn't. It doesn't. So that's the avoid of the coming days, to develop his karvus to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I'll try to help you out here in Yeshiva in the days to come. And you'll help me out, but We should try. That should be avodah. Not just gashmius. Gashmius also, but not just gashmius. The ikkar to daven for more ruchniistic a year of atzlocha, and you're davening and you're learning. You should make kabbalas. You should make to try one mishmer if you didn't try. Say too tired. Maybe not too tired. Try one. Try one. Stay there. Not so bad, Moshe. No, not so bad. What about you from 12 to 12:30? The other chabura, huh? 12 to 2. Very labadika chabura. Really is. You enjoy. You're learning the chemi. You learned the chemi recently. Okay, Mir Hashem. It should be a gesunta year for everybody. And you should be zaycheh to be Odei Hashem.